Amen. Thank you, brother. I would never be able to sing that song. I never could remember it. That's wonderful. You think about all the titles of those songs you put together. Amen. If you had time, we'd sing them all, wouldn't we? Amen. The Lord is good, so good. And I know He knows what He's doing. When I read my scripture, that first song He sung, you'll know why. God laid that on His heart. He knows nothing about the scripture I'm fixing to read either, except through the Spirit of God. That amazes me sometimes. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 2. Hebrews chapter number 2. Thank God for His word. Appreciate you coming, each and every one of you. Visitors, we appreciate you being here. It's good to be in the house of the Lord together, worship the Lord. Did you sing about neglecting salvation? I believe you did. Brother Patrick called, I want to remember him. They lost a close friend, passed away, and he said they wouldn't be here this morning. He wants to pray for him and pray for the family. So remember them as we pray. Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 1. Therefore, were to give them more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receives a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? But notice what He said. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Would you pray with us? Our Father, we thank You for Your precious word. Thank You, Lord, for those songs and hymns that we've had this morning. How it lifted our hearts up toward Thee in worship. Thankful that we can worship in spirit and truth. As You told the woman, it's time, even now. They that worship the Lord must worship Him in spirit. And God, I'm so glad that we can worship You. And Lord, may we ever praise You, God, for all that You've ever done, still doing for us. And Lord, we can never be thankful enough. But God, with thankfulness, we praise You. And with thankfulness, our Father, this morning, we come to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy and grace to help us in the time of need. Bless now this reading of the word and the preaching of the word this morning. May accomplish that that's pleasing to You. Hide us behind the cross of Calvary that Jesus may be glorified in Him only. And Lord, we'll thank You and we'll praise You that Your saints may be edified, sinners be saved, and all of us be drawn closer to Thee, and help us all as saints not to neglect this salvation. Help us, our Father, and those that may be neglected, our Father, this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, you got a lot of people now. A lot of people say this concerns just believers. Some people say it concerns unbelievers. I'm going to say you can take it either way. But I'm telling you, you can neglect the salvation of the Lord. Right. We can't even as believers. But you know what a lot of people do? They say they believe. One of these days they're going to accept it. A lot of people is neglecting salvation, are doing anything about it. Before we get into that, though, it said what kind of salvation is this? He said in Hebrews 2:3, it says, how should we escape? How should we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I want to say, first of all, we're going to talk about this great salvation. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad for salvation. It's great. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's so good. You know, you hear a little prayer sometime. People say, God is good and God is great. God is good and He is. He's got a great salvation. Now, what makes it great? It's the one that does the saving, isn't it? That's Him. That's what makes it great. We think about just a moment. It's what our Savior is. It's great. Listen, thank God in a many, many ways. And I'm so glad that He is. You know why? It took a great salvation to save an old sinner like me. Old great sinner. You know what? Awful. But you know what? God's got a great salvation with all power. I'm glad the Bible said in Romans 1:16, the gospel is a power of God unto what? Salvation. Him that believeth. And so salvation, thank God, the Bible said one time is for the Jews, but listen, God moved on over. Amen. From the Jew right on down to the Gentiles. That includes us. You know, that's why the woman said, she said when they tell her, said, he said, even, you know, said, it's not for you. She said, well, oh, well, I'll just take some crumbs. Hey, I'll just take some crumbs. And I'm glad, glory to God, this morning we know how to take crumbs. We know how to take the leftovers. The gospel's the power of God and the salvation. It's for us. It's great. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's a wonderful thing. It's got power in it. The gospel's powerful. You know that? Amen. You remember in the book of Acts, it talks about, listen, the crippled man getting up, and they said, don't look on us. Peter and John said, don't look on us as we got him up. Said, we didn't get him up. No, it's in Jesus' name. One you crucified, one God raised from the dead, and it's His name. This man stands here whole before you today. Then he goes on down in the book of 4th chapter, the book of Acts. You know what he says? He said, neither is there salvation in the other. It's the name of Jesus. It's great. It's a great salvation because it's in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified and God raised him from the dead. It's great because of him. It's great. Listen, I want to, let's look at this chapter number one. You don't have to go very far in the Bible. It's all about him. You, everywhere you look, it's about him. It's him. Apostle Paul talks about him. A lot of times he didn't call him Jesus, didn't call him Christ. He just said him. I'm so glad, glory to God. Look at the first chapter. It said, God, verse number one, in Sunder's time. I want to talk a little bit about the greatness of this salvation. This great salvation. Spake to us in the past unto the fathers by the prophets. Has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. And so I want to thank God he's speaking to us today, not through angels or prophets, but he's speaking to us in these latter days. He did then, and he's still speaking to us through his Son. And the first thing I want to say about the greatness of the one that is our salvation, that makes his salvation great, you know what it is? He's been appointed heir of all things. Glory to God. I'm telling you, that's how come our salvation's so great. It's him that does a saving, thank God. It's so great. Everything's been appointed to him. He's an heir of all things. Hallelujah. Somebody said, what are we going to get? Who are we going to get as heirs? I'll tell you what we're going to get. We don't inherit it. What the Son has is ours, thank God. He's been appointed heir of all things. That includes this, and glory to God. There's so much in here. I got to look in this. I said, glory to God. No wonder the salvation great. Look at it. He's been appointed of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, thank God. Not just the world, but the worlds. Hallelujah. Listen, Lord, I can't prove it. Don't even want to try to prove it. But I want to tell you something. There's no tellings at the worlds that God's made. I'm telling you, we think about this little earth. It's little in God's eye, but it's great and big in our eyes. This salvation great. The one that is our salvation. He's the one that made the worlds. Listen, out yonder in the universe, way out yonder in all the starry sky, ain't no tellings who else lives on some other places. Oh, you say, oh, no about that. Well, I'll tell you, God, listen, you reckon he just created this one place? I'm telling you, he said he created the worlds. Look at the stars and look at the universe that we can see with a natural eye. God is the one that's inherited all things, and he's the one that created the worlds. Great. If he can do that, you think he couldn't recreate me? You think he couldn't let me be born again? Hallelujah. You read book of Genesis chapter number 1:1-2, you'll find out. He said he created the earth and the earth was the void without form, and darkness covered the face of the earth. And God said, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. I'm telling you what marvelous miracle work that God did in his creation. He not only inherited all things, but I'm telling you, thank God he created the world. He can help you in your world too. Amen. He created the worlds. He made them. I like verse number 3. I want to keep you all day, so I want to move on. Who being the brightness of his glory? Thank God, the brightness of his glory. He's the light of the world. He's our light. He's the light of the Father. Listen, in him, all the things dwell. I want to tell you something. He's the brightness of the Father's glory. That's why he said to him, when you've seen me, you've seen who? He said, you've seen the Father. I want to thank God for the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's great. He's got a great salvation. He is our salvation. He's the brightness of the Father's glory. Thank God you can see the Father in him. He is God manifested in the flesh. Brightness. That's why we don't walk in darkness no more. We got light. Hallelujah. Listen, he's the brightness of the express image of his person. Thank God when you've seen him. I'm so glad that God decided to come to this world. You know what? Now, on down in there further, I may not get to that verse, but I'm going to say it in here right now. Holy Ghost got it on my heart. You know what? He didn't come to take on him the nature of angels. He stepped down. He had to step down to become like an angel. Being stepped down further to come a man. Amen. Hear you why he did it. I don't have a high priest which can't be touched with the feeling of my infirmities. But he was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. He knows what it is to face temptation. He knows what it is to face trials. And he didn't come and come in as an angel. Listen, angels are spirits. He came, took upon him a body. A flesh. Become man. And boy, don't you know that salvation is great? That's what our Lord did. Brightness of his glory, express image of his person, of the person of our Father. I like this next part. Upholdeth all things by the word of his power. Hey, you know what the Holy Ghost said to me when I was reading that? I want to share it with you. He said, if he can uphold all things, he can sure uphold me. You think God's not strong enough to hold you up? He is. He upholdeth all things by the word of his power. That's my Lord. Hallelujah. My Lord is great. He's got a great salvation. He's great. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Hey, you know why? Somebody said, well, they don't understand how the earth don't wobble around and it don't get out of line. And how come one year not shorter than another, one day not shorter than another? It's being upheld by the power of God. His word. He's still in control. That's my Lord. And you know what? Try to change his salvation. You may try to change it if you like. But it's the same. He's upholding it by his power. It's the same word of God, the same Holy Spirit, the same word he's holding up by the word of his power, this great salvation that, listen, grandma and grandpa got saved. It's the same salvation. We was talking about the other day some things that even our great grandpas and grandpas did. I said, yeah, but it was different when he got saved. We can all go back in our past and see some things, and even our own lives. But thank God for this great salvation. It's great. Don't neglect it. It's great. It's great because he upheld all things with the word of his power. Thank God for this great salvation. Now, not only great, it's great because we've got a great Savior. His great power. And you know that same power he upholds the worlds with. That same power that all things upheld him. By him all things consist. He created all things. They consist. They're still in motion. They're still going by his power. And listen, that's the way we're going to go. By his grace. By his strength. By his power. Hallelujah. Great. Has to escape. If we neglect so great a salvation. But you know what it says? By his power himself. You know what he did? He purged us from our sins. And sat down at the right hand of the Father. Who is Jesus? I've been telling you who he is. What did he do? He purged us from our sins. What's he doing now? Sitting at the right hand of the Father. Sit down. Thank God for this great salvation. You know why one thing that makes this salvation so great? Whoo, he sat on the cross. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's finished. It makes it so great because it's finished. Thank God. You can't add nothing to it and take nothing away. It's complete. I don't know about you, but I'm glad we don't have to go back every year and take animals to be sacrificed. One sacrifice, Brother Danny. One offering. Satisfied the demands of an holy God. So it's a great salvation. So great that he said, how shall we escape? Well, can I say something? There's no escape route apart from the salvation. Let me say this. How shall we escape darkness if we neglect the light? How shall we escape the wrath of God if we neglect the gift of God? You know salvation's a gift, didn't you? Oh, yeah. You said, I thought I was going to work for it, and we got up here, and I was going to be waiting to balance. Don't you change that. Because it won't work. You say, what's going to happen? You're going to be outweighed. You know what cleans that scale? Blood of Christ. That's the only thing. But how are you going to escape? How are you going to escape hell if you neglect salvation? It carries you to heaven. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I'm not doing all this much wrong. But wait a minute. You know what? He that believeth not is condemned already. How shall you escape condemnation if you neglect salvation? Because you're condemned already. You must be born again. Now, I don't care what kind of a moral life you're living or how good you're living. You can't get good enough. You must be born again. You must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You've got to have this salvation. You've got to trust Christ. You've got to believe upon him. Whosoever believeth in him shall be saved. Romans 10:19 says, if you confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth in the righteousness, confessed is made unto salvation. Whosoever, 13th verse says, shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jonah cried out in the belly of his whale. You know what he said? He's running from God. But you can't get away from him. Right? One thing he found out in the belly of that old fish whale. Salvation is of the Lord. That's why it's great. I love it. peace gives me joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. That's what it does. Thank you, Lord. It's great. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. You know it? Have you experienced it? Isn't it? The fact of the matter, it says salvation's of the Lord. You know what? I read a verse over, I believe it's in Isaiah, said, we'll rejoice in the God of our salvation. We don't neglect it, just rejoice in it. If you're a Christian this morning, if you won't neglect it, how can you work and neglect it? Well, he said, work out your own salvation. We don't work for it. We work it out. He puts it in. We work it out. Don't neglect it. If you're neglecting the Word of God, and you're neglecting prayer, you neglected it. That goes along with it. Tell you something. You can go in there and look in I got about 8 Bibles and I've gone through with them in the last 40-something years, and you look at them. I'm not bragging, boasting. I wish I'd have studied. I hadn't studied half what I were to. But you know what? When I got born again, when I got saved, I just had a little plain Bible house, not a study Bible, had very few references in it. All of a sudden, that must be a different book than I've been seeing. All of a sudden, there's something in my heart. Like them little baby goats. When they get in this world, they come here. Just like babies are born. As newborn babe, desire to sincere milk of the word. That you may grow thereby. You start off on the milk of the word of God. God gives you a hunger for it. God gives you a thirst for it. When you get born to the Word, you know what? You know why this salvation suppresses? Thank you, Holy Ghost. You know why the salvation suppresses? We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. We've been born to the living Word of God. We're not redeemed. Well, you know why it suppresses? We're not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold. But we redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Hallelujah. It's precious. It's powerful. It's great. Because, listen, it takes the blood of Jesus to redeem us. How shall we escape the wrath of God? How shall we escape it if we neglect the redemption purchase of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. How is he going to escape? They know what escape route. None. None. Not any. And so you know what happened when I got born again? That night, August night of 65, I fell in love with the Word of God. I fell in love with the Lord. I've tried to be true to him. I failed him, but he's never failed me. What a Savior. Glory to God. And you know what? You know what? If people could fall in love with the Lord, with his word, with his church, with the brothers and sisters, you know what happened? You know what happened to me and Carolyn? I'm pretty good to testify for her too. September 61. We fell in love. Sure did. Now you know what? We stayed in love. Now you know what, Dad? If you fall in love with somebody, you can be faithful to them. If you fall in love with the Lord, you can be faithful. Because I can say 3 years later when I fell in the Lord, in love with the Lord, this thing made me love her more. Yes. And you know what? I got a $64,000 question somebody needs to help me answer. Somebody said, somebody been kidding me. So you He said, "You got you a girlfriend yet?" I said, "Mm-mm." I was kidding the girls the other night, but I said, "I was going to get me a date and go somewhere." She says, "Yeah, your date's going to be a young'un or a grand-young'un." But you know what I said, and God said to my heart, I don't know what it'd be on down the road, but I know this. If you're still in love, and I am, with her, how do you fall in love with somebody else? That's what it's always been. I'm not saying you can't. And some of you sitting here this morning, I'm going to say like Carol said to me. She told me, I was talking about this. She talked to us about everything. I'm telling you the truth. She said, "If you go out with somebody, I'll turn my head." She said, "They're going to be watching me." That's what she told me. I said, "I don't think you'll have to worry about that." She said, "Well, I'm not going to hold you to that." I never seen anybody talk like she did. She talked like she's fixing to go in another room, and she's going to be watching us. Hey, that's what that great salvation do. But Raymond, that's the only thing. You don't look death in the face without it. No way. You don't look death in the face. So you know what I'm saying? I give that example. I believe the Lord wanted me to give it. Just explain to you if we can fall in love with the Lord like that. And if you love the Lord, this world gets dimmer and dimmer. And if you love your wife or your husband, those other ones out there get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. That's the way it ought to be. Amen. Oh, to love them with all of our hearts. We're to love the Lord with all our might and our strength and love Him. This salvation's great. It's great because of the great Savior. It's great. Listen. Because of the price He paid for it. It's great because what He saved us from. Whew. How in the world can He take some up out of a horrible pit and set them on a rock and establish a goal and put a new song in their heart? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't understand it then, but my daddy, he could play a fiddle. He could play a harp. And sometimes he'd take it with him and tell Lassie back. Somebody saw it in the car and said, "Play us such and such." You know what he told him? "I don't play for the devil." And he weren't talking about the person. He was talking about the song they wanted him to play. He had a new song in his heart. You know what he had in his suitcase? His old Bible, worn too. What are you in love with this morning? I want to tell you something. You get a taste. At Hebrews 2, all down in there, so many more verses. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. See there? Crowned with glory and honor. We see Him. He's the one that makes His salvation. It's great because of what He saved us from. The ruin, the sin, the wreck that we were. Falling in the mud. Falling in sin. It's great because He saved us from it. Yes. It's great salvation. And lastly, it's great what He saved us to. Whew. Think about that. Right. Oh, where are you going? I'm going to heaven. You say talking mighty big. Yeah, I am.
Yes, sir.
Got a big Savior. He saved me. Yes. Said you got confidence? Got all the confidence in the world. Hallelujah. You said, "Hey, you know what, sir?" He said it was. He said, "Go and prepare a place for me." He said, "I'm coming at you." He may come get us all getting close, or He may come get some of us at the time, but He's coming. He's coming. It's great because what He saved us from, it's great what He saved us to. Him. Glory to God. And more gates of pearls gone, they swung open. We're going to walk in. like Emma wrote that poem about our little baby sister. Body's laying out yonder at Winterville in the graveyard. She'd probably be 80. She'd have to be somewhere around 85 years old now. But you know what Emma said in that poem? The Lord laid on her heart to say, when Mama passed away, she said, it's like the sister was writing back to us. Said, I waited a long time to see this Mama of mine. Said, it's your time to wait. I just saw her come in the gate. He said, I don't know about that. I believe it so. Hallelujah. Thank God for this great salvation. They're going to be multitudes. You can't imagine a multitude of little ones. Children. It's gone. Waiting on the other side. Hallelujah. Many mamas and daddies waiting over. This salvation is great. What it saved us to. Where are we going? We're going to a better place. That's why the Apostle Paul writing said, me to live is Christ and die is gain. It's gain. He says, why, it's far better. He says, I'm between the tricks. I don't know which way to do and what to do. He says, more needful if I stay here with y'all. But it's far better. When I part in this body, I'm going to be with Christ. Absent from the body. Present with the Lord. And absent from the body, he said, present with the Lord. And he said, it's far better. His salvation is great. Because we're saved us too. Do you have it? It's available. Salvation. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can have eternal life. But how are you going to have, how are you going to escape death if you neglect this eternal life? It comes through salvation. Jesus told a woman at the well, he said, if you know who you're talking to, you'd ask him, he'd give unto you. He'd give you something to drink. We wouldn't thirst again. And he's talking about this eternal life. Hallelujah. He'd give it to you. It's yours. You can have it. You can have it. It's yours. It's a gift. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? It's great. Don't neglect it. You say, well, I'm going to accept it one day. You don't know whether you will or not.
That's true.
You may not live. He may not be dealing with you. No man come to the Father except them that sent me drawing. Better come while he's drawing. Better come while he's speaking and drawing. Yes. Thank God for it. Yes. How shall we escape if we neglect so great of salvation? Amen. He said in the last verse, verse 10 of chapter number 2, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of our salvation perfect through sufferings. We got a captain. His name is Jesus. And he's bringing many sons in the glory. Don't you think he can carry them on in? Believe he can. He's bringing many sons. You know where to? I like this word. Glory! He's bringing many sons to glory. You want to go? Can. You don't want to die like my daddy told me. They were sitting up with some, you know, you sit up with me, sit up with people all more than we do now. It was at home. This man said we never believed in heaven, didn't believe in hell, and didn't believe in God. They were sitting up with him. And they said they'd had to turn him on the bed. He said he rolled himself over and looked up at him, fear in his eyes. And you know what he said to him? Is this a hell y'all been telling me about? And he died. I experienced this back in the 70s in a hospital right up here. We went there to pray for him man, I couldn't even tell you his name. I can't remember. And he died. But you know what he was saying? And he had the nurses all upset. He said, it's a fire at my feet. I'm slipping into the fire. And he died. I'm telling you, hell's a real place. It's awful. But we got a great salvation that delivers from it. Give us life in heaven. Yeah. I'm warning. I believe God's warning somebody this morning. Don't keep neglecting salvation. You say, well, I hadn't rejected it, and I don't deny it, and I believe it. Have you accepted it? You're just neglecting it. He said, take heed, earnest heed, lest the things you've heard, let them what? Slip away. Can I say this in closing? I tell you what'll slip away. Time will get you. Time will slip, folks. You'll be old age before you know it. Teenagers, young people, boys and girls, let me say this to you. You think you'll be young a long time. I'm telling you, it goes in a hurry. And you know what? When you go lose a companion, you don't just think about the last few weeks or the last few years or the last few months. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. But you think about 50 years ago. You think about how fast time went. I said, Lord, and most of you feel probably the same way. I don't want to go back and start way back then. But I'd like to start somewhere longer. In the middle. Maybe. Would you like to relive maybe? And do a few things different. Like to maybe try to be a better person. Be a better light. Better husband. Better father. But I'm telling you, time will slip away on you. It'll go. Be gone. Another week, according to the date of the month. Miss Joan was telling me a few days her husband would be gone a year. This week, probably. But did you know, next Sunday, Carol will be gone 6 months? You know, what it seemed like yesterday. But in a way, it seemed like a long time. But time will slip away on you. Time will be gone. When it be time, I'm waiting. I'm so glad we're going to get where time shall be no more. Hallelujah. Whew. We'll have all the time in the world when we meet our loved ones again. But salvation is great. You know why? And that last one I want to mention again, because of where he saved us to go, take us. Great. Great what he saved us from. Great what he saved us to. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah. Don't let it slip through your fingers. Don't neglect it. Don't do it.